राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद
राधे. Here we will start 10th canto chapter 4 verse number 23. Comes I saying tamadhammam dauratmyam sadho din vatsalaha itti yuktva shrumukha padoshyala swastro rathar grihit. Comes I beg my dear sister and brother-in-law, please be merciful to such a poor hearted person as me. Since both of you are saintly person, please excuse my atrocities. Having said this, Kamsa fell at the feet of Vasudeva and Devaki, his eyes full of tears of regret. The thing is to be understood that how possible the same Kamsa who killed so many small babies, infant, in front of their parents. Now what playful words he is using in front of his sister and sister-in-law and saying that you, both of you, are saintly person. So it is very clear the demoniac heart don't have any respect and mercy for any saint. And here he is excusing for his atrocities and fell at the feet of Devaki and Vasudeva. As a common person like me, it looks very strange after knowing all the qualities of Kamsa, if even he is doing like this. But the demonic person, if they do like this, there is some purpose behind it. Suddenly, it's not like that Kamsa also becomes saintly. He's just pretending to be the very good person and trying to show himself that something should happen good with him after doing all this. Although Kamsa had spoken very nicely on the subject of real knowledge, his past deeds were abominable and atrocious, and therefore he further begged forgiveness from his sister and brother-in-law by falling at their feet and admitting that he was a most sinful person. Text 24. Mochiyamas nigdagd bishrabdha karnika giraha devkim vasudevam cha darshayannatma sohridam. Fully believing in the words of goddess Durga, Kamsa exhibited his familial affection for Devaki and Vasudeva by immediately releasing them from their iron shackles. By every action, I think, whatever the actions Kamsa is doing, in his every action, there is something hidden. That what he is acting and what he wants from inside. Actually, he wants to kill the person who took already birth to kill him. Further, we will see that what is the reason behind it that Kamsa is reacting like this. Text 25. Bratu samnut tapasya, bratu samnut taptasya, kshant rosa cha devaki, vaisrijat vasudevasya prahasya tamuvacha. When Devaki saw her brother actually repentant while explaining ordained events, she was relieved of all anger. Women hurt, ladies hurt, soft hurt. If someone is begging in the lotus feet, like sometime it happens, husbands make mistakes or the children make mistakes, then they bow down in the feet of their parents and they say, oh daddy, I will not do again. Oh mama, I will not do again. This is my last chance. Please. So Devaki relieved of all her anger. Similarly, Vasudeva was also free from anger. It is said they were saintly person. Sant hriday navneet samana, and the heart of the saint is like butter. Little heat of humbleness, and their heart melt. This is the nature of saintly people. Smiling, he spoke to Kamsa as follows. Now purport of this text 25. Devaki and Vasudeva, both highly elevated personalities, elevated, not ordinary, highly elevated personalities. Why not? Because the God himself came to them They cannot be ordinary. It is proven. Accepted the truth presented by Kamsa that everything is ordained by providence. According to the prophecy, Kamsa would be killed by the eighth child of Devaki. Therefore, Vasudeva and Devaki saw that behind all these incidents was a great plan devised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, Kamsa was also not planning anything. It was the plan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who was able to see this? Devaki and Vasudeva. Because the Lord had already taken birth, just like a human child, and was in the safe custody of Mother Yashoda. All this was happening according to plan, and there was no need to continue their ill feeling toward Kamsa. Thus they accepted Kamsa's words. In our material world also same like this. The things are planned, but the human nature always ready to use the intellects to show something that I am something, I am doing something. Plans are decided. There is not any plan. It is in Ramacharitamanasa, Goswami Tulsidas is writing in Avadhi language, Sabahi Nachamat Ram Gosain Nachat Nar Markat Ki Nahi. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama or Krishna, they are making each and everyone to how to dance as per their direction. And all they are dancing like a Markat. Markat means monkey. Krishna and Radharani, they stick in their hand. And these sticks are only for non-realized people. If someone is dancing in this material world like a monkey, so they are also chosen. Not all. Nice, good devotees, deeply interested on the path of bhakti, this type of devotees, they don't need any direction because they're already knowing all the directions or instructions of Godhead. They are totally surrendered as dasi. So they don't need this stick or need to dance. According to plan, there was no need to continue their ill feeling towards Kamsa. That's why they were knowing all. They were not angry on Kamsa. They were not thinking anything bad about him. Because they were knowing that what he is doing as per his karma. He is not the controller is someone. He is just acting. And he is acting differently, not like a devotee, not like a bhakta, because his consciousness is not reached on that level. His consciousness is beneath the level of knowledge, beneath the level of spiritual identity. So Kamsa cannot understand all these things. He's thinking what I'm doing. He cannot think like Vasudeva and Devaki that he is doing. Things are happening under some plan. What God had decided, what he is instructing, what he is giving directions. The things are moving accordingly. Kamsa level of intelligence cannot reach over there. Or because of the demoniac mind, he is not able to accept or grasp the nature of humbleness. So he is not accepting this type of nature or said he need to die. So all is decided that no need to, otherwise he will become saint. Then the total story will be different. But here, it is like that Kamsa should be killed. Text 26. Evametan Mahabhaga Yathavad Sidehinam Agyana Prabha Handihi Sopareti Bidayataha. O great personality Kamsa, only by the influence of ignorance does one accept the material body and bodily ego. I think I said the same, if I am not wrong. Yeah, little came in the mind and I said already, but it's coming here. O great personality Kamsa, personality is great, but the action are not. Because the king Kamsa, Mathuresh, king of Mathura. So definitely personality is high level, but high level means not elevated. There is difference between high level and elevated. What you have said about this philosophy is correct. Person is the bodily concept of life. lacking self-realization. You see, differentiate in terms of this is mine and this belongs to another. We have bodily concept, and in this bodily concept we are losing our self-realization. It is said, deha geh abhiman. Till this bodily concept is there, till this material concept that this is that is mine, this is mine. Mine, me. I. Till it is there, it means always the self-realization will be lack. And in the lacking of self-realization, this is comes. We think whatever in this world, that is belong to me, and that one belong to me, this is belong to me. My relation and material items, everything. Eyes close, all finish. Translation. The purpose, sorry. Everything is done automatically by the law of nature, which work under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no question of doing anything independently. For one who has put himself in this material atmosphere, human nature want to become completely independent. I am doing. I done. There is no question of doing anything independently for one who has put himself in this material atmosphere is fully under the control of nature's law. So if something happening wrong, they cannot complain. They are not supposed to lament. It is said, put himself in the material atmosphere fully. He has to be under the controls of nature's law. So we need to be careful that we need to keep away ourselves a little bit. If we don't want come under the nature's law, our main business, therefore, should be to get out of this conditioned life and again become situated in spiritual existence. There is not any other way to get rid or get out of all this situation, what is we are suffering, crying. Only due to ignorance does a person think, I am demigod, I am a human being, I am a dog, I am a cat. Or when the ignorance is still further advanced, I am God. Some of the examples happened, had been in India before. There was an Acharya who said, I am Bhagwan. I will not take his name. It's not important to take his name. But it happened like this in India, that he said that my name is Bhagwan this. Unless one is fully self-realized, one's life of ignorance will continue. That's why we are very needy people in this material world. Saintly people around us. Acharya is elevated soul like Gurudeva. Realized soul like Gurudeva. We need around these type of people always 24/7. Because their mind 24/7 in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. After taking Diksha, every moment when I am going near to Gurudeva, I am feeling this completely. There is no doubt, no black side about this. As soon as I go near to in front of him, this energy from him started flowing towards me. The duty what he's given me to do, while doing this, I'm getting more and more energy towards him. Means without him, it is not possible. We have to understand, without Gurudeva, if we want to do anything, this is called Anugatya. Without taking shelter of lotus feet of Srila Gurudeva, it is totally impossible. And we are fortunate, we will not find any other place Rasikacharya like him. I am not just making words in front of you to glorifying and saying, oh, how what nice sub words Sachidananda is saying. No. This I felt after Diksha. From the day of Diksha, my personal experience inside my heart, and these hard things I am telling you. Sometime Gopinath Prabhu really truly speaking the very right words. Gurudeva, ocean of mercy. There is a truthfulness in his word. That's why you see the Gopinath Prabhu is little elevated, I feel. And these Gopinath Prabhu connections also become a little bit stronger after the Diksha. I was totally a dull person, a stupid person. But now I'm realizing almost all, more or less, up and down, this and this and this and this, these persons are, they have the mercy of Gurudeva. They have. All are special. Coated with the mercy of Gurudeva. The lamination of Gurudeva mercy is there on each and every one. Gauranga Sundara, Gaura Sundara, Suniti Didi, all these people are there. You, people from Japan, many of them, they are knowing more than me, definitely. Because I am late to go near to Gurudeva. So for one who was put himself in the material atmosphere is fully under the control of nature's law. Our main business, therefore, should be to get out of this conditioned life and again become situated in spiritual existence. We have to go back. We have to find our way. We have to understand. We have to situate it in our place, in our position, as per the direction of Srila Gurudeva, in a sthai bhav. Until we not come, we will not approach success. Only due to ignorance does a person think, this I said. So unless one is fully realized, one's life of ignorance will continue. Text 27. Shok harsh bhaya dvepa lobha moha madan vitaha mitho gnantam na paschanti bhavir bhavam prithak drishaha. Persons with the vision of differentiations are imbued with the material qualities, lamentation, jubilation, fear, envy, greed, illusion, and madness. Always lamenting, this not happened, this not happened. Oh my God, what? How this will happen? How this will happen? You know, this is my problem. You know, that is the problem. Lamentation all the time. No peace. Fear. I don't know actually the meaning, actual meaning of jubilation. If someone is knowing, jubilation, you see, tell me.
Joy.
Joy. Oh, thank you very much, Sundaramji. Joy, in joyness also forgetting. Thinking that's it. Wow. This happy birthday moment. Okay, that's it. This is the only thing. Wow, how nice. That's it, finish. Floating upper level of a lake. Fear. How this will happen? My God, now what will happen? My God, this happened. What to do now? My God, very less money. How the life will go? My God, less pots are there. In which plate I will eat? One shoes. Oh my God, only one shoes. What to do? Fear always inside for the material. Envious. Oh my God, how much he has. Why I don't have? How nice dress. Means his or her is putting, why I not? My God, you see, nice car they have. My God, nice house, nice crockery. Envious. We should be happy to see others. Wow, what a beautiful house you have. So nice. Instead of this, my God, what a thing he had. Why I don't have? Why he has? Or she has? Envious. Greed. This greed is different. This is, we are not talking about a spiritual greed. This greed in material, not satisfaction, always unsatisfied. Belly is full, even satisfied. Bank balance is full, even satisfied. Unsatisfied totally. Not the cupboards is full of clothes, even satisfied. Why I don't have this kind of brand? Gucci, not satisfied. Illusion. Always, mind is going in fantasy world that really will not give anything. Always mind going towards that. We are intelligent, we know many things. But when the time comes to follow, we will do. Lot of time is there. Time is not much there. Distance is long. Time is not much. You have very short time. And in this short time, we have to cover our distance. Otherwise, in between, finish. Sorry, I'm saying a lot today. I have to say, speak this. And finally, the all roads are blocked. That is called madness. They are influenced by the immediate cause which they are busy counteracting, because they have no knowledge of the remote supreme cause, the personality of Godhead. You see, one thing only, God, only our ist we forget. We just keeping apart, and all miseries, all the problem, all the suffering are with us. Just one thing we are living. In spiritual world is just one area, na? And we are in this all, we are living this area. As soon as we are going out of this area, our all problems starts. This area is a beautiful garden that gives everything. Pure water, pure fruits, pure smell, pure atmosphere. Everything is pure here. Purity is a corner of purity. Living this corner of purity, as soon as we just apart from this purity corner, or this dirt or the nasty disturbances starts, just forgetting one thing. It's thinkable, but the depth of this material existence is so thick. It's not the matter of the thickness. We can break this thickness, but we don't want. I said that we are very intelligent. We know many things. You are, when you talk to someone, you know this. Yeah, I know this. I saw many people saying this. Yeah, I know. But when you say following, zero. Knowing many things, following nothing. Krishna is the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. But one who has no connection with Krishna is disturbed, leaving this corner, Krishna corner, by immediate cause, and cannot restrain his vision of separation of differences. I think in my language I said already things. Is it true, or I need to say more? Because Prabhupada is writing on very highly scholar level, but as much I am understanding, I am translating all these things in my language, own language. Restrain his vision of separation or differences. Why he separated? And what is the difference between good and bad? What is good for me? What is bad for me? He cannot know the differences. That being apart, being separated, what happening? Really it is happening, that being separated, or just happening like whatever is happening in this world? No thinking. Mind is not going there. When an expert physician treats a patient, he tries to find the original cause of the disease and is not diverted by the symptoms of that original cause. Got it? For fever, you just check the pulse. If something happening, the rate of pulses, rate of heartbeat, all other things are different. So first, doctor try to find the cause and is not diverted by the symptoms of that original cause. And he's also knowing what are the reference can come on the body. Symptoms can come on the body. If something is like this, what is the signs on the body that is saying that, oh, he has this type of disease. Similarly, a devotee is never disturbed by reverses in life. Never. If he or she is devotee, accepted as a devotee, acting as a devotee, living as a devotee, not just by the word of devotee. When collectively all actions are visible in a person as per the level of devotee, then he is called really a devotee. Tatte nu kampamam su samiksha manah. A devotee understands that when he is in distress, this is due to his own past misdeeds, which are now occurring reactions. Karma Siddhanta, method of karma. If we will touch the fire, fire will burn our hand. This we know. If you touch the open electricity wire, we will get shock. This we know. But this is the nature of devotee, that he knows everything. So after knowing, a devotee never tries to touch the open wire. Never try to put his hand or her hand in the fire. Because devotee knows None devotees are not knowing. They even don't know is this fire or is this electric wire open. They just put their hand. And then say, when burned, then, oh, it's burned. If something is there that is burning. If they know only this. It is not decided that the non-devotee will not do this again. Definitely a non-devotee can do this again. Possible that he can forget that, oh, one time I put, this was fire and burnt my hand. This was an open air electrical wire I touched and I get shocked. Non-devotee forgets. Even after burning many times hands. But truly a devotee, not. He realizes. Although by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these are only very slight. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajanam. When a devotee under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to suffer because of faults in his past deeds, he passes through only a little misery by the grace of the Lord. Although the disease of a devotee is due to mistakes committed sometime in the past. He agrees to suffer and tolerate such miseries. This is the quality of devotee. Quickly understanding as ready, okay, let the things happen what happening. Because if I put a seed of bitter gourd, I cannot expect that when the fruit will come, that will be a sweet mango. Got it? Like if I am putting the seed of neem, that is very bitter. And when the tree is ready, I think that, oh, this tree should give a sweet mango. That is not possible. And it depends fully on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, totally surrendered. Thus, he is never affected by material conditions of lamentation, jubilation, fear, and so on. A devotee never sees anything to be unconnected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yatra tatra sarvatra parkiyamud, where he is not existing, everywhere. Thus, he is never affected by material conditions of lamentation, jubilation, fear, and so on. A devotee never sees anything to be unconnected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Madhvacharya, quoting from the Bhavishya Purana, says, Bhagavat darsanad yasya virodhat darsanam prithak prathak drisht so ujneyo natu sadbheda darsanaha. Text 28. Kansa evam sannabhyam vishuddham pratibhasitaha devaki vasudevabhyam manu gyato vishad griham. Sukadeva Goswami is continuing saying now, thus, having been addressed in purity by Devaki and Vasudeva, who were very much appeased, Kamsa felt pleased, and with their permission, he entered his home. Text 29. Tasyam ratriyam vetitayam Kamsa ahuya mantrinaha tibhya achasta tatsarvam yaduktam yog nidraya. After that night passed, Kamsa summoned his minister and informed them of all that had been spoken by Yogamaya, that who had revealed that he who was to slay Kamsa has already been born somewhere else. Now Kamsa, I'm thinking on this thing, that what the Mahamaya said, that to whom you are thinking that someone will kill you is already taken birth at some place of Braja. Purport. The Vedic scriptures...
Sachinandanaji.
Sorry. Yeah.
I will try to take advantage for your presence, by your presence.
Yeah.
In the last sloka of the verse 27, there is a sloka in Sanskrit that you read, but we cannot know what is explained in this sloka.
I'm reading again.
No, maybe you can explain what the meaning of this sloka.
27?
Please.
You're talking about this Bhavishya Purana what Madhvacharya written?
Yes, Sachinandaraji.
I have to work on it actually. as much I am understanding with this sloka, what Madhvacharya is writing in Bhavishya Purana, that who had got darshan of Bhagavan. So what is the meaning of darshan? The explanation of darshan for him is little different. Even after having darshan, it is not completely that you will be fully rich on that level, what is needed for you. Because if you fixed your goal only on darshan, after doing such pious austerities, you want that, I want only darshan of Bhagavan. So darshan is easy. You leave water and eating and drinking for some days, he will come in front of you. But this will not be the solution of all your different questions, all your different ideas, what actually you need to make your life elevated. So it is said, darshan, even after having darshan, the meaning of darshan is little different. Like it is said over here that devotee never feel unconnected. Before it is said, devotee never feel unconnected. He sees all these things, that what is happening with him is the past karma of life. Prithak drishta so vijayano. The drishti, the vision is different. To see all these things in the spiritual world, one must have a very clear, super fine vision. What he wants to understand, how he wants to live his life, where he wants to go, and to how many others he can help. This is the meaning of to living in a spiritual life. Natu sad bheda darshanaha. And if your vision is not clear, your darshan or not darshan, then that doesn't matter. If you went Bhagwan in front of you, you will not understand. Bhagwan also come after looking some qualities. Like he took incarnation in Vasudev, Devaki and Vasudev, because there was some qualities in them. So instead of having darshan, we have to improve our qualities. That is really needed in a spiritual world on a very exact platform. Means our vision. Our purpose should be very clear to be in a spiritual world, in a spiritual life. Many people are not get these things even after darshan. So this sloka, in the contrary of this purport actually written, quoted over here, the meaning is hidden in this, in the text 27th purport of this sloka actually. What I read, everything is said in this purport. And finally, just this sloka mentioned over here, what Srila Madhvacharya is written in Bhavishya Purana. Jaya Dandavat Pranam. You are giving me light. I'm just trying to put my hand on the switch. I'm not doing anything. So no. Your mercy, Sundaram ji, that you are giving a chance. Maybe I'm not so much clearly told you. If you, I it is not clear to you can ask some of our elder Acharya, Gurudev, others are there, Jananda Prabhu, or others, many are there. You can, Gaurang Sundara or Gaura Sundara, all they are here. Suniti, all these, they can also say something on you. As much I knew with my mind, I just mentioned you. Because I am not that much. Sorry, my limit is like this.
You give us mercy, Sachinandana ji, because I can never know what is the meaning of this loka. I don't know Sanskrit. And are lucky to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jaho.
Thank you to you, my dear.
Now text 28. Sri Shukau Vacha Kansa Evam Prasannabhyam Vishuddham Pratibhasitaha Devaki Vasudevabhyam Manugyato Vishadgriham. Sukadeva Goswami continued, thus having been addressed in purity by Devaki and Vasudeva, who were very much appeased, Kamsa felt pleased. He was happy. And with their permission, he entered his home. And after that, text 29, Tasyam Ratram Betitayam Kamsa Ahuyamantrina Tibhya Achastra Tatsarvam Yaduktam Yoganidraya. After the night passed, Kamsa summoned his ministers and informed them of all that had been spoken by Yogamaya that we know. Now I'm going to on directly on purport. The Vedic scriptures, Chandi describes Maya, the energy of Supreme Lord. Maya is the energy of Supreme Lord. As Nidra, Durga Devi Sarva Bhutesu Nidra Rupena Samstita. This sleeping that we are every night we are going to sleep, this is the work of Durga Devi, Maya, Mahamaya. And because of the effect, influence of Durga Devi, we are able to sleep. Because this is also the one of the energy. If this energy is not really, is not working with us in right direction, we fell sick and we cannot sleep. So many people have sleeplessness in the night time. Very short time, half an hour they're sleeping and then I can get up. So this is the energy of Supreme Lord. Durga Devi Sarva Bhutesu Nidra Rupena Samsita. The energy of Yoga Maya and Mahamaya keeps the living entities sleeping in this material world in the great darkness of ignorance. So generally, because I've been at the place where people are worshipping Goddess Durga a lot at the time of this Navaratra, 9 days of this Durga worshipping, continuously what they do, very, very nearly I've been with them. I was also chanting some mantras from the Rig Vedas or Durga Saptasatis. They are very hard and strong mantras, powerful, energetic, really mantras. But at that time when I was chanting all this whole Durga Saptasati, really I was getting so much energy. But in this energy, there is a mix-up of something. I never felt in this energy purity. This can cut many things. Durga is helpful also, I'm not saying, the sister of Krishna. But the perspective of taking all this mantra and this chanting and the mood, like we can say, Bhagavati Vaishnavi, the Vaishno Devi is there in the up in the mountain of in India. There is a Devi, Durga temple. But this is Vaishno Devi. This is Devi of our, for us, Vaishnavas. Vaishnava means sattva, sattvic mood. But the many places in India, when they're worshipping, the mood is not sattvic. Either it is rajasic or tamasic moral. So when rajas and tamas is there, sattva cannot go near to these. I'm saying perspective. If Durga Puja, if you are someone is conducting in sattva mood, this energy becomes totally sattvic, pure, super pure. And that is, and I think that that energy or that sattvic puja of Durga is accepted by Krishna or even Radharani. What the mood of this Durga Puja is in Rajas or Tamas, then is it very difficult to grasp or to bring it near to our mood. It is not possible. So it is written here that world is the great darkness of ignorance. Definitely it's happening. Because Maya, people are going and asking, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Conditional. This bhakti is totally conditional of Durga. So by this nature, by this perspective, the darkness of ignorance is there in the people, those who are going on this path, on this style. Yoga Maya, the goddess Durga, kept Kamsa in darkness about Krishna's birth and misled him to believe that his enemy Krishna had been born elsewhere. So we sometimes also think like that. When we are means some of among us, not we are devotee, we are not like that. Why I will say like this? Non-devotee, they are totally in the darkness of ignorance. Krishna was born the son of Devaki, but according to the Lord's original plan, as prophesied to Brahma, he went to Vrindavan to give pleasure to Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and other intimate friends and devotees for 11 years. Then he would return to kill Kamsa, because Kamsa did not know this. He believed Yog Maya's statement that Krishna was born elsewhere, not of Devaki. It's here, see how Yogamaya and the Mahamaya is working, keeping him totally in darkness. His mind cannot go. They put a curtain on his intellects. They covered, so he cannot see through behind curtain. Blockage. Gurudev say many times, blockages. When the blockage comes, we are not able to see the real pictures, that what is good, what is bad for our life. Text 30. Akarnya bhartu gaditam tamu churdesh shatravaha devan pratikrita amarshaha daiteya nati kovidaha. After hearing their master's statement, the envious asuras, when Kamsa gave the instructions to his friends, who were enemies of the demigods and were not very expert in their dealings, advised Kamsa as follows. So Kamsa's friends, Kamsa mind was like this. Asura mind have Asura's friend. As you think, your circle, your friendship, your association is also like that. And this association makes you more and more darkness in your life. The same thing happened over here. They were also the enemies of demigods. And they were not so intelligent, even they advised Kamsa. What? Now, Parpad, there are two different types of men. The Asuras and the Suras. Dau bhuta sargau lokesmin daiva sura eva cha Vishnu bhakta smrto daiva Asuras tad viprayaya. It is said in the shloka there is difference between Asuras and Suras. Sura worship thinks about always his master, supreme personality of Godhead. And the Asuras, always the enemy's mood, ready to fight with the demigods. This is the different. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, are Asuras or Devas. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, are Suras or Devas. Whereas, those who are opposed to the devotees are called Asuras. Whosoever with conflict of devotee, we should understand he is Asura, demon. Devotees are expert in all transactions. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya ankinchana sarvair gunis tatra samaste sura. Therefore, they are called Kovida, which means expert. Asuras, however, although superficially showing expertise in passionate activities, are actually all fools. They think, Asuras think that they are very smart, but totally they are dumbed, nothing, zero. They are neither sober nor expert. It means those who are not in spiritual life, those who are not ready to understand, doesn't matter how intelligent they are in the material world, actually they are totally fool. Big scientists, president, ministers, doctors, lawyers, whatever they are, doesn't matter how elevated in material world, till they are not surrendered and took shelter of Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna, we as devotee think about them, they are fool. Their life is useless. They are neither so sober nor expert. Whatever they do is imperfect. They are neither moghasa mogha karmanaha. According to this description of the Asuras given in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever they do will ultimately be baffled. It was such persons who advised Kamsa because they were his chief friends and ministers. So we have to be very careful, the people around us. That's why it is said, Sajati Sangha. If we don't have Sajati Sangha, same mood of people, they can misguide and they can bring in the hellish situation. And the same thing happening here with Kamsa also. So what, while all this reading I understood, we have to keep ourselves always near to Srila's Gurudev, lotus feet, under his guidance. Otherwise this Kalikal, who knows, who will come and who will misguide. But the protection if we have, we no need to be fearful, because we are always protected. We are here in Vrindavan. Even though if we are not in Vrindavan, we are devotee, we are surrendered, we are took shelter of Srila Gurudeva, we are took shelter of our Ishtadev Srila Radha Mohan. Thank you very much to all of you that listened me, and I, whatever I was able to, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika's, to say a little bit, share to you. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Andhkaji Radhe Radhe. Thank you very much. Now it's Aarti going on, I think.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Dandavat. Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhuye Evacha Patitaram Pavane Bhyo Sri Vaishnavi Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha.
Radhe Radhe Govind.